back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Oh, we're here with the start of pro football exhibition games. I still call them exhibition games. Preseason games. It's what they are. They're exhibitions.
They used to always be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an old term from us old guys? Exhibition games?
I think so. High school football, less than 2 weeks away. College football, 3 weeks from today. Did you see Nick Saban? On the ESPNU, they did that inside, behind the scenes.
I don't get ESPNU.
You don't?
No.
What, you don't understand it or you don't get
No, I get it. I'd love to get, I understand it. I just don't get it.
You know, I said before, I thought he was the best coach in the country. There's no coach better than Nick Saban.
Okay, give me the quick cliff note before we go out to the phone. I mean, what was the news tag here?
He had those guys going from dragging, like wilted flowers, as D'Antonio said, to being ready to practice again by the time he was done with his post-practice speech.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. Let's go out to our phones.
Slick Nick.
393-3700, 393-3700. Let's go out to Holt and John Freeberg. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning? Good to talk to you again.
Are you ready for high school football? 2 weeks from today, we'll be going over game one.
Absolutely. I'm going to be at that Holt and Sexton game for sure.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Where's that one at? Where's that one
like
at?
Looks like a Scott Eckersley destination.
Is that Holt?
At Sexton.
At Sexton.
At Majeski Stadium.
Elijah Miller, you can check him out. Future Spartan running back.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, the one thing I appreciate about Al Slammer, he schedules very, very difficult schedule every year.
Yeah, I have a lot of favorite coaches in the area, but I want to tell you, Al Slammer is very high on the list.
Absolutely. Great guy, too. I met him personally, and he's a tremendous guy.
Is he funny?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's still
spent some time with him.
Great
he's hilarious.
Great program at Battle Creek Central for so many years.
Yeah, Larry Caper.
Yeah, whole place, Ann Arbor, Pioneer, Rockford, and Sexton, non-conference games.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding
you at all.
You don't want the toughest schedule in the country.
You don't want to go to the playoffs, do you?
Oh, they're going to go, man. They're going to go. They're going to win they're going to be 7-2, man.
You win seven games with that schedule.
I love it.
That's off.
I mean, you know what the thing of it is? The size of those schools.
Think about that.
I mean, Rockford's got 2,700. Pioneer's got 20. Even after they... After the new Ann Arbor High School is spun off, they're still
Sexton's got 2,800. No day at the beach. A lot of people think they can win state championship.
And Sexton, no matter what their enrollment, they're good. They got speed.
And the game's at Pioneer. Unfortunately, I'll be too close to Chrysler Arena when I attend that game, but I'm still going.
Holloway
Well, at
Field.
Least you'll have good memories.
Where they come out of the center of the stadium, or the center of the stands, just like the big house.
Hey, 3 weeks from today, Michigan State, Western Michigan. We're going to have Amp Campbell with us a little bit later. And he has to be sure he turns the right way when he comes out of the tunnel because he's going to want to go one direction.
That's right.
And now,
hey, Tom, give me a prediction for EL football this year, man.
Ooh.
Record.
You know what? I got to check him out at the four-way next week, and then I'll tell you.
Check back in a
week. I got Martin Luther King. I'll give it to you next week. How's that?
Do they have a tough schedule before the conference games?
Well, they open with Hazlitt and Jackson, Everett, I'm trying to think of the other non-conference.
How long have they played Hazlitt?
St. John's is another non-conference.
Yeah.
They're pretty good usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
How long have they played Hazlitt? I don't know, 4 or 5 years. They started playing them in the playoffs one game, and then they came on the schedule. Yeah.
All right. That's a good series.
It's a nice rivalry.
Now, will they allow you to attend a game at Hazlitt with all the problems you've had with people over there?
I mean, my public relations snafus.
We're going to talk more about that. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks
I appreciate
a lot,
it.
Guys. Take care.
I hadn't thought about that. Are you going to be able to get in?
What do you mean?
This could be like me in Ann Arbor. You never
innocent
know.
Innocent mistake.
What? No, I don't. I'm talking about the gender issues. I'm talking about your view of Hazlitt, the field, the
what?
Whole thing. But you're not a big Hazlitt guy, right?
I don't have anything against Hazlitt.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, we'll let you go to Hazlitt games. You know, Cody could have been a Hazlitt Viking.
They don't throw the ball.
All right. We'll be right back with more.